Hello.
What are you doing? We're on. This is it.
It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Jesse.
There used to be someone in Coronation Street who sounded like that, Phyllis.
I never knew Phyllis.
Say, A up, love. I'm just going to the cabin in that voice.
A up, love. I'm just going to the cabin.
Yeah, sounds. That is her. That is her. Or Miley Cyrus. One or the other.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Say, this is my new song, whatever it's called.
This is my new song, Used to Be Young.
That is Miley Cyrus, everyone. Hey, fooled you, fooled you. It's just us, it's Gary and Chelsea, and off we go with another fun-packed episode, episode 39 of our Breakfast Buffet podcast, including such gems as...
Crocs could change a girl's night out, thanks to Lil Nas X.
Hurrah for Lil Nas X.
The people of Kent shared their favourite sounds. ASMR, anyone?
Oh, yeah, ASMR.
Yeah, like they're like, it's like this when nice things. It's like the sound of like popcorn popping.
Oh, or someone eating a sandwich on the train.
No, that's not ASMR. That's Help Me, MR.
Okay. Right. Well, that's coming up.
You were challenged to a game of celeb or pet.
Ah, that was a tough game, you know, but get ready to play along, everyone. See how you do.
I had a shock in the cinema when I saw what the people in front of me were eating.
Ah, that was next level.
Ice cubes caused a lot of stress.
They do, generally, yes. Well, look at that. What a packed episode for you this time. It is episode 39 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Entitled Crocs, Cubes and Cheesecake.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Sounds around us, good and bad. Good sound of waves crashing on a beach.
Oh, nice.
That's lovely. I do love that.
That's very, like, relaxing, isn't it?
Very, very.
Takes
unless you
to
live
a special place.
Right on the beachfront.
And then it's just
in
like...
In which case, it's like... singing, birds singing.
Aww.
All that, lovely.
Nice.
Lovely.
Unless it's the pigeons and the seagulls.
That was a pigeon. It's quite nice. They also do...
They all have that unanimous theme tune. I think they must get taught it at school,
yeah,
pigeon school.
I think they said, I love you. I love you.
I love you.
That's why it must sound so nice. Doors slamming. That's the most hated sound.
Oh, it's just irritating, isn't it?
Yeah, just doors
slamming.
It's
not a fan. But my favourite sound isn't on there. I'm very upset.
Oh, what's your favourite sound?
The sound of the toaster popping up.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Millions of people, including thousands of people across Kent, getting off to the wrong start each day by making some obvious mistakes.
Oh, no.
To set themselves up badly for the day. Don't let this be you. Oversleeping. That's first. Well, look, it's 7:09. You've got us on already. You're up.
You're winning.
Okay,
tick.
We cross that one off,
cross
yeah?
Cross that one off. I
okay.
Like that.
Doom scrolling, where you just get caught up in your phone, going through a timeline, and it just brings you down. Right, put your phone down.
Put it down.
Put it away. You're listening to us on the app. All right.
Okay, fine. That's allowed.
Keep your phone there, but don't look at it. Just listen.
No
just
scrolling.
Listen to your phone.
Listen to the phone.
Listen to your phone. That's what you need to do. Right. Same old breakfast. That's the... right, spice things up a little bit. Make
Mix
things a little
up.
Bit different. When you put your Weet-Bix in your bowl, can you put something else on it?
Spice put something else on top.
If you haven't got anything else to put on it, just turn it over the other way. Just have your Weet-Bix upside down today. Why not?
Or put brown sugar on it instead of white.
That's a good idea. Okay. Just as long as you're mixing it up.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make it that easy. You can take that off.
Tick.
Keys. Right, you're not going to look for your keys until you're going out. Are you not going out for a while? Have a look for your keys now. Get ahead of yourself. And let's give you this handy key finding advice. Think about where you put your keys. They're bound to find them now, aren't they?
Easy peasy. I've got a little bear by my door that holds my keys for
have
me
you?
So that I can't lose it.
Very well trained. And finally, I think we've sorted all of these now. It says being late for the bus or train, having to run for it, missing it entirely. If you've got a bike, one of the kids' scooters, go on them. Rollerblades. Why not?
skateboard.
Skateboard.
Yes. Imagine what? Arriving into the office on a skateboard
what
doing a Tony Hawk.
Feel good way to start the day. Enjoying it upside down in one of Kent's many potholes.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I went to the cinema yesterday on a date.
Oh! But nice. Backs. Back row?
We weren't on the back row, actually.
Oh, okay, right.
But
fine.
We were on the, like, edge, so you kind of, like, tucked away.
You were on the edge?
On the edge.
Where are you? She's a woman on the edge.
But I'm not talking about my day. No. I want to talk about the two people that were sat in front of us, because one of my favourite things at cinemas is actually to people watch.
You're right.
Because people are so interesting. They don't think that you're observing them. And there were these what I call senior citizen besties
right
in front of us. And we're getting ready for the film to start. We've got popcorn. You get like your snacks and your drinks all ready in place. Mm. And I was really excited to see the film. And then all of a sudden...
Can we
I
ask
see,
what film? Is it relevant?
It's not relevant, no. But it was Joyride and it's very funny.
Never heard of it.
It follows four Asian American friends
right
on their like crazy adventure. It's a really good comedy. But these two fabulous ladies sat in front of me. We're there munching on a popcorn while the trailers are on. Fabulous lady number two whips out an entire cheesecake. No word of a lie.
What?
You know, like in the foil when it's like...
Yeah, in the foil tray.
Yeah, two forks and an entire cheesecake. Plonks it in the middle of the two of them. Looks at her like, you ready, Pamela? Let's take this on. I'm thinking Madagascan vanilla. And I'm pretty sure, sorry, I didn't get a close-up, but I'm pretty sure they finished it.
You wouldn't want to leave a bit and have to take it home with you.
I think, a whole cheesecake.
What flavoured cheesecake for what movie? Madagascan vanilla, obviously, for Madagascar. But what else?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
So I came up with a quiz.
Yep.
Called Child or Pet Quiz. So I'm going to give you a name and you have to tell me if it is this celebrity's child or pet.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm good on celebs. So I'm going to do all right here.
Okay.
Play along at home, everybody.
So celebrity number one is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay, yeah, I'm up on their kids.
Apple.
Yes.
Child or pet?
That is a child. I'm sure of that one. That is a child.
Correct. Okay. Carl Lagerfeld.
Yeah,
he's
Lagerfeld.
A designer with the big sunglasses.
Yeah, and the collar.
Choupette or Choupé.
Choupé.
Child or pet?
Pet. He very famously had whatever creature this was, and it became a part of like the...
The Met Gala.
Of one of the shows and everything. Yeah.
You're correct. He had a cat called Shubay.
These are too easy.
Okay, let's mix it up. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Cosmo. Child or pet?
Oh, do you know what? Isn't it terrible that I don't know if ScarJo's got children? So I'm going to go pet.
Incorrect. It's a child.
Oh.
Kate Winslet. Bear. Oh. Child or pet? Incorrect, it's a child.
What?
Okay, Jessica Simpson, birdie, child or pet?
Child.
Correct!
Yes! And don't forget, there's more celebrity child or pet. Same time next week.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So Dua Lipa celebrated her 28th birthday, and I think she overdone it a little bit because she's taking an ice bath on her socials to recover. So she's sitting in a tub full of ice cubes. Right.
So many celebs are doing this at the moment.
Sure, which is great if you can get that many ice cubes. Where do they get all those ice cubes
from?
They're
always out of stock.
Right.
And no one has room for that many ice cube trays.
Right, so exactly. I can muster up, what's in an ice cube tray? 20 ice cubes. That's not even going to cover a foot. How many
ice cube trays do you think it would take to fill a bathtub?
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's ridiculous. Celebrities, they're not like us. It's not fair.
They don't understand the ice cube tray struggle.
No, they don't.
And they're trying to get it out of the ice cube tray as well.
That's the worst thing.
You just got to whack it on something.
You've got that little narrow shelf in the freezer as well for your ice cube trays,
yeah,
which is so narrow. It's not even big enough for the ice cube trays. And you... Have you ever got the ice cube tray from the sink to the freezer without spilling at least half of it? Have you ever run the ice cube tray under the tap without half of it leaping out onto whatever you're wearing? I mean, how How do the celebs do it?
They'll just never understand.
They just never know, living in the real world, Dua Lipa.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
One of the issues I do have with a night out is heels.
Right.
They hurt. Any right. women listening right now, girls, they hurt, don't they? It's just the feet just aren't, they're not meant to be in there, cramped, horrible. And I think I found a solution to it, and praise the Lord for Lil Nas X, who has done an extra AF collab with Crocs and has created heeled Crocs. And I want to hate them. Oh. I want to hate them so badly because they just shouldn't be right. But everything about them is so perfect, guys.
Aren't they a bit floppy to have a heel? I imagine the middle bit sagging.
But
if you had a high heel.
A saggy heel.
You'd know the bottom, the sole would sag, wouldn't it? It's just rubber.
Well, it's made it into like a blocky...
Oh, like a stack heel.
Yeah, it's stacked.
Okay.
It's like Jack. It's not like a loosey-goosey. It's
no,
like,
it's a Jack stack.
Jack stack croc
yeah.
heel, which you can decorate. But just imagine how spongy you'd be when you're having a boogie.
Oh, that'd be excellent.
You'd literally be like... bouncing around
yeah.
like the club. Did you ever hear of like moon shoes? I always wanted them as a kid.
Moon shoes?
Where they like basically had springs on and they'd make you bounce. This is what croc heels make me think
what,
of.
To make you think you're walking on the moon?
Yeah,
that's
in a
the
club.
Idea. But the crocs do that for
but
you.
The crocs do that for
oh,
me.
I love that.
And I think, yeah, I'm blaming Lil Nas X for this one, but I think it's going to go straight in my basket. I think I need to own some.
KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
You're quite a DIY. Like, you're DIY savvy, I
right.
would say. Like,
savvy.
This is your area
wow.
of expertise.
I've never been called savvy before. They're lovely, thank you.
Make a mental note. So I feel like what I'm about to tell you is going to hurt your soul a little bit.
Okay. Let's be the judge of that. My finger is hovering over the let's just play the next song, Gail's ABC. Let's see.
Now, it might come to a surprise to you that I'm not necessarily the most... I'm not DIY savvy, put it that way. Shock, I know. The silence said it all. But I had to Google this the other day, and apparently this isn't something that many people Google. So a lot of people Google how to bleed a radiator.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe how to, like, fix a leaky tap, something like that.
Yeah.
I had to Google how to open my window.
What did I say?
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
I think you're going to be off to Cornwall, and we'll all miss you. I want to put that out there right now. You know, I'm not happy that you're going to be going to Cornwall. But I think you will be.
Do I ever, like, say in the matter? I've never actually been.
Well,
so
let me just say these 10 words and see what your reaction is.
Okay.
Jason Momoa
sold.
Is buying a cliff... Okay, yep.
I don't even need anything else.
Okay.
Even the word Jason,
okay.
I'd take the risk of it potentially not even being
no.
Momoa.
If it was Jason Derulo, still it'd be
still
okay.
Still iconic, still go.
Jason Momoa is buying a clifftop property in Cornwall in a village called Morgan Porth. What I like is that the Americans, the Hollywood Reporters are talking about this, and they're saying, yes, he's buying a house in the lovely seaside town of Cornwall. The seaside town. In England, in Scotland. That's right. Near to Leicestershire Square. It's apparently all the showbiz celebs, they're all loving it down there.
Kate
Blanchett, that's what she used to be, but
yeah.
then now she's Blanchett. She apparently lives in that village, and Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades, he's there as well. So Jason, he's just, I expect, because he's Aquaman, he can just swim there from America. Be there in 5 minutes flat.
Just travel with his trident.
Is that what he calls it?
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Chelsea has brought us some news this morning that she had to Google how to open her window. Now, here's part two of that story, which I'm sure is going to make it be better than it sounded from that first part of your story. Obviously, you're going to tell us how complicated your windows are right now and that there's a technical aspect that we don't understand and we shouldn't have judged you so harshly
exactly.
for having to Google how to open your window. Please step forward for the defence, Chelsea Little.
It wasn't a normal opening window. I just want to clarify that. It is one of the handle ones, but there's elements
hang on,
to
hang
it.
Hang on, sorry. One of the handle ones... Are you saying there are opening windows that don't have handles is the first thing?
Well, some have like...
Okay.
Hear me out.
We're trying. We're trying. But our patience is wearing wafer thin.
So there's a key in it, right. And you push the button in the handle,
yes,
to move the handle,
yes.
Right? But when I do that, my window doesn't open like open, like full swing like a door.
Right.
It just leans it. So right. It like just leans a little bit, and there's like a little loopy thing on it to stop it.
Yeah.
You know.
Stop children coming to any mischief with an overly opened window.
Exactly.
Yes.
Or throwing anything out of the window.
Right, all that, yeah.
But apparently it's meant to open fully, like a door as well. But right. I didn't know how to make it do that. Nothing right. It would do would make it open, and I kept pressing the button
yeah.
and like wiggling it around and nothing worked. And right. I thought, well, I want a fully open window, not just a semi-open window.
Right.
I want full whack openage. Of an open.
Right.
Yeah. So I YouTubed it
yeah.
and it turned out I had to just push the button in, lift the handle all the way up, not just part way, and then that let me fully open it.
Yeah, you hadn't thought pushing the handle a bit further. That hadn't occurred to you at all at some point. We've judged, haven't we? No, stop now.
Windows are too complicated these days.
No, stop now. For your own good. Just stop now. You stop him? Because you need to. She stopped.
This is what...
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
It's a wedding story.
Aww.
So, Jessica Claire Bull.
Great name.
Exactly. Great initials. That's the key of how she wanted to go to her wedding.
JCB.
Apparently, she'd met her other half on a construction site. So the idea of having a JCB as the wedding car came to her head. She got in touch, even though they're in Essex, boo.
Boo.
She said, look, I need a JCB. And the JCB people said, do you know who's the best at this? Diggerland in Strood.
Yes!
So she came across the Diggerland in Strood, and then they drove the digger, which was a backhoe loader, by the way, just in case you care, drove it all the way through the Dartford Tunnel back to Essex, and she drove it into the wedding herself. JCB.
What an
Jessica
icon.
Claire Bull. There you are.
Do you think they painted it white for the wedding?
No, it was yellow.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
When's dinner?
It's the last meal of the day.
So, evening?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, now I've moved down here, I've become one of those people that is breakfast, lunch and dinner. But back up north, it's breakfast, dinner, tea. So right. Dinner's middle of the day.
Middle of the day.
So it's your lunch, basically.
Okay. Well, you and the boffins at University of Lancaster are in agreement. All the boffins.
All of the boffins, not just one.
No, many boffins. Over 30 years, they've analysed the works of William Shakespeare.
What?
And he, in his writings, describes dinner as the main meal eaten around midday. And he also, in his writings, uses the word supper as the preferred term for an evening meal. It's taken him 30 supper. Years to read through that.
To figure that out.
Well done, everybody. So you are right. Dinner is in the middle
it's
of the day.
It's the middle of the day. Forget to be or not to be. To dinner or not to dinner.
Always.
That is the question.
There is no question about that.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
82% of people don't ring a doorbell anymore. They text or call to say they're outside.
Well, what's the benefit of that?
And I like thought about it, and then I was like, that's odd. Because actually someone was stood outside our house the other day when I got home.
Yeah.
And she was just stood there, and I was like, you're right, like, who are you waiting to get in for? Because obviously it's an apartment block.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can just type the number in and it'll buzz them. And she's like, oh no, I've text. So, right, okay.
Well, I can kind of get that on a if it's an apartment block you're not sure about, I think I probably would text as well.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to buzz the wrong person. Someone get all huffety and puffety with you.
And then I found it weird because I would do it for an apartment block, but I wouldn't do it for a singular house.
No, I don't think I'd do it for a singular house. Unless, of course, there's people in that house who really don't want to see, if at all possible.
And then you just
so
keep
then
dinging
you
the bell.
Text the person, maybe they're upstairs in their bedroom or something.
Yeah.
You really don't want to see the in-laws
yeah.
or whatever it might be. So you text them, they come down. You're basically smuggling yourself in. You know, like
you know, like
the people you see coming out of court with a jacket or a towel over their head. That's you going into their house
after
you've
texted.
Take her in, take her in. She's coming in. Okay, text ahead.
Upstairs, straight upstairs.
Yeah.
First door on the right.
Oh, that is
Now, I don't trust doorbells, though.
I don't trust doorbells. Let me note that down in my book of things Chelsea has said on the radio.
Do you know how many people's doorbells I've tried to ring and they don't work? And so you just stood there like a ninny
Chelsea,
on the doorstep.
Chelsea, that, my friend, is just what they tell you because they don't want to answer the door to you.
Gary and Chelsea, KM, FM, Breakfast Buffet.
Was it even a night out if you didn't end up in a kebab shop?
Well, not really. There or a chicken and chip place, really.
Yeah, chicken shop. Mm. But it's a rite of passage. You kind of have to end up there. Like, for me, the night out wasn't good if I don't walk home with cheesy chips.
Yeah.
Like,
cheesy chips.
It's the essential. Because obviously I'm veggie, so I don't actually eat the kebab.
Yeah.
But I'm there for the cheesy chips.
And not the same for everyone.
Oh, so good. And my local kebab, like kebab shop, is, you know, they do excel with the cheesy chip level because they literally take the cheese out with, like, tongs. Like, the, you know, they like pinch cheese out of the bag and it's just a mountain of cheese. You have to cram the box shut and let the cheese melt. That's how much cheese they put on.
I like the mountain of cheese, yeah.
But I felt a bit rogue on the weekend and thought, I'll have a look at the menu.
Oh.
See what they've got. See if they've got any other little veggie surprises for me. Start scrolling down the menu, usual veggie dippers, really dry looking veggie burger.
Yeah.
And then I stumble across this. It's not something I can eat, but it is something I can put in my mouth. Toothpaste. My local kebab shop sells toothpaste. And then I actually paid attention, because you don't really pay attention when you go into a kebab shop, because you're kind of horrified by the pickled eggs. There are stacks of toothpaste on the side. I was like, what is the... What is with the toothpaste, dude?
That is excellent.
And, like, it's good stuff as well, like the whitening one.
None of your cheap toothpaste in the kebab shop. No, that's excellent.
And I asked him, because I was like, come on now, this isn't
what's
real.
Going on?
I was like, what's with the toothpaste, dude? And he was like, my wife's a dentist, and she says the chilli sauce can leave stains.
That is bravo.
So not only is he looking after our stomachs and lining them after a lovely jolly, he is thinking about our canines and our molars and preventing cavities.
Oh, that is wonderful. Chili sauce, my friend. No, thank you. Just squirt on the Colgate.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
There's always, you know, an upside and a downside to everything. We know that. And that is certainly the case when it comes to beer today. First of all, downside. There's no such thing as beer goggles. What?
You can't blame it for your bad choices.
No, you can't. That's what they're saying. Beer goggles, yeah.
Just, not a thing.
Just forget it. They don't work, say boffins. It makes people just more likelier to approach people they already find attractive. If you're a real minger, you've still got no hope. So that's a shame.
Savage. No hope for the mingers.
Look, this is how the university boffins would say it.
100%. This is directly from research.
This is their language that they would use. But also, good news, you got to balance it out. Beer is good for you. Better for your gut than trendy Gen Z food.
No.
Yeah, forget your kimchi, your kombucha, forget your kefir. I thought, weren't they Kanye West kids? But apparently, no, they're all things. They're probiotics. You know, like those yogurts that have got things that live in them? And they go and live in your belly. And they
and
make
then
you
they
all
make
healthy.
You happy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Beer's got more of them.
No. But beer gives you a beer belly. So is that why you get a beer belly? Because there's so many happy things in
there. Yeah, exactly. It's like a big part. It becomes like the O2 of gut bacteria. They're having a whale of a time in there.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So what's going down with the guys in the apartment block this week, according to the WhatsApp group chat?
There has been so much drama.
Oh, good.
I can't keep up. I'm nervous as to where we go from here. Because first off, Henry ordered a McDonald's to the apartment.
Right.
And they keep getting Henry's flat wrong.
Yeah.
So they delivered it to Max's house.
Oh.
Max takes it up to Henry, but does put in the group chat after, I did steal a couple of chips while I waited for you to come.
Oh, that is unacceptable.
Couple of chips, not even one. A couple.
No. No.
Max,
no,
that's
Max.
Awful.
Bad Max.
Bad Max. Bad kitty. Guess what? James parked in Lennon's parking space and it caused quite a kerfuffle.
Wow.
Put it in the group chat. He's like, someone's in mine, so I've had to park in this one. And Lennon was like, that's my parking space.
Wow.
Lennon wasn't happy.
Not surprised.
But Pam's maintaining the equilibrium.
Okay.
She's maintaining the peace.
Pam, I feel like Pam is like, you know, in an army barracks, I think there's like a regimental captain general,
yeah,
type person who runs things.
Then that's Pam.
That's Pam.
It is. She holds the fort together.
Yeah, she should have one of those short batons that they have and some kind of thing on a lapel. Pam, if you're listening, we're looking into that for
we'll
you now.
We'll get you a lapel.
Yeah.
She wants us all to join her on the community litter picking on Saturdays.
Yes, she does.
I think she's very inspiring. And also, I don't feel like you can say no to Pam.
No. What, litter picking Pam?
Litter picking Pam.
You
gotta
can't
say, yes.
say no to litter picking Pam. No way. That's incredible. Another good deed from Pam.
Honestly, she's just the gift that keeps on giving.
By the way, are you going to be going to litter pick with Pam?
I can't say no to Pam. Of course
you're
going.
You're Chelsea Little. So that's practically...
Chelsea Little litter picking.
Yeah, Chelsea Little litter picking with Pam.
With litter picking Pam.
With litter picking Pam. And that's all happening. What a place to live and what an episode of this week's WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
The most attractive accent has been revealed.
I was just talking to Lucy Hickmott about this.
Mm-hmm.
Convinced it has. It's got to be the Irish.
Well.
Gorgeous. No?
I'm going to get straight into it because we've got a lot to get through here. It is Cockney.
What?
Yep, Cockney. So I'm just thinking, right, here's the scene. Imagine you're a single lady. You're in the bar. You're in the club, okay?
Yeah, I'm in the club.
So a fella comes over.
Yeah.
All right, treacle.
Blech.
No, you haven't got to retch at it. I'm asking you, what does he mean by that?
Like, darling, babe.
But why treacle?
Because you're sweet and lovely.
Remember, it's rhyming slang.
Treacle. Beacle? What rhymes with treacle? Just saying, I've got a bee.
Treacle tart, sweetheart. All right, treacle. All right, sweetheart.
Okay,
that's what he's
lovely,
saying.
Lovely, that's nice.
Okay. Like, so he's come across this fella and he's pointing back at his mate.
Yeah.
Who sent him over because he fancied you. And he says, your Toms and your Hampsteads caught my friend's eye. So what's your Tom? It was glittering under the disco lights.
Your Tom. Your shoes?
Your tomfoolery, your jewellery. That was,
oh,
it was catching his eye.
Okay.
And also catching his eye, your Hampsteads.
Legs.
Hampstead legs.
Teeth?
Yes! Because of...
And said he.
Right, okay, you've
yes,
got...
Yes, I got one!
She works out rhymes. Have a butcher's at my china, he says.
Have a butcher's at my china.
Yeah.
I'm lost again.
Butcher's hook, look, have a look.
Have a look
at my china.
Teeth.
It's not all teeth. China plate, mate. Because he's trying to get you to look across at his mate. Have a look at my mate. That's what he's saying.
I would be. If someone came over and started talking Cockney to me, I'd just be so confused.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you going to get me a drink or what?
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And I said you could have a great night out, mums and dads, but you're going to have to leave your higher heels at home because it's inflatable fun. Jump in Fun, which is an inflatable fun park.
Yes.
On the Medway City Estate. Usually the kids go in there, go absolutely nuts. At the time of their lives, of course they do. But next Friday night, they're opening it up for adults only.
Yeah.
You can unleash your inner child on a special grown-ups only night.
I love this. This needs to be a thing.
Around the place.
Like, well, who decided that bouncy castles were only for kids, or trampolines were only for kids? Or
I think mainly paramedics. That's usually, they tend to, I'm not saying anything about this particular evening or this venue, but I do know that you're more likely to have a day of the kids enjoying, say, a trampoline in the garden safely than once the parents get on after a barbecue and maybe a few lemonades.
A few little fancy
you
lemonades.
You might as well dial 99 and just be ready.
Just be ready with the third one.
To press it one more time. But no, that's going to be really good fun. It's not like they're not like doing drinks or anything. You can have slushies and water
slushies
to keep you
better.
Hydrated. So it just is complete fun for grown-ups, which is a I just imagine one of the guys like coming back. The big boy from school pushed me. Chris, you're 32 and the big boy from school is the headmaster. If he pushes you,
he's allowed.
He's allowed to, because you're just a geography teacher.
Now finish, know your place.
Finish your fruit shoot and get back on there.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.